Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A. I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
And I'm Devin Gay.
Today, we're looking at video games that elevate the stories of LGBTQIA+ characters.
It's important because folks feel a connection to the characters they play as in games. It's a different sort of connection than watching a movie or a TV show or reading a book, because you're partially deciding that character's actions and decisions. So if you're a part of that community and you see yourself represented and are able to play as a character with whom you have that in common, it is a really powerful thing.
Representation matters.
On the flip side, it's important to be immersed in stories of characters that are different from you, too. That's how we better understand ourselves and the world.
Yes, indeed. Let's start with arguably the best of them all when it comes to trans representation, Celeste.
That's because not only is the protagonist Madeline trans and the creator Maddie Thorson is trans, but the whole game can be interpreted as an allegory for the trans experience.
In Celeste, you play as Madeline, an anxious young woman who takes on climbing Celeste Mountain to combat her anxiety and depression. However, her self-doubt is manifested as her reflection, called Badaline, who keeps shoving her back down the mountain. But in the end...
Hey, spoilers.
Right. In the end, Madeline and Badaline find balance and they team up to take on the mountain together.
We'll be right back. Confronting Myself from the Celeste original soundtrack by Lena Raine. You heard this music at the beginning of one of Madeline's battles with her alter ego, Badeline.
In a 2020 interview with Medium, game creator Maddie Thorson said that when those two reconcile and merge together to become stronger and more complete, that was unknowingly written from a trans perspective.
Right. Maddie didn't realize that either she or Madeline were trans until long after the game's initial launch. She was working on Farewell, a free bonus chapter for the game, when that truth started to reveal itself.
In Stasis, followed by The Woman and the Bird, composed by Lena Raine for Celeste Farewell.
There are breadcrumbs all through the Farewell chapter, hinting to the player that maybe being trans was a big part of Madeline's internal conflict all along, but it never gets more explicit than a trans flag in Madeline's bedroom in the very final scene of the game.
Yeah, right. That's because no matter who you are or how you identify, Celeste is a story that's a very human one. We all struggle with self-doubt or anxiety in some way. So we can all find hope in the story of acceptance.
And we can often lean on trusted friends and family when we're struggling with self-doubt. Whenever Madeline is at their worst, Madeline has her friend Theo to help her calm down or to help her regain her confidence. Theo is also climbing the mountain and loves to post their progress to the fictional social media platform Instapix.
Oh, this is Madeline and Theo from Celeste, music by Lena Rain, followed by My Dearest Friends. Thank you. My Dearest Friends, and before that, Madeline and Theo from Celeste by Maddie Makes Games, music by Lena Raine.
And you're listening to Press A to Play. Today we're exploring music from video games with LGBT plus representation. I'm Connor.
I'm Devin.
I'm Anjali. Now we'll take a musical snack break, if you will, with the music from Bug Snacks by Seth Parker. Welcome to Snacksburg by Seth Parker from the game Bug Snacks.
In this game, not only are you hunting and sometimes eating the half-insect, half-food creatures wandering Snacktooth Island, but you're helping the residents of the town of Snacksburg reconcile their differences and solve their problems. More often than not, they're relationship problems.
For example, Chandlo and Snorpy. The two are a classic opposites attract couple.
Right. Chandlo is the buff, confident jock, and Snorpy is a paranoid conspiracy theorist.
And Snorpy's paranoia means he's really anxious about revealing his feelings to Chandlo, fearing rejection.
Well, it turns out that they have some major communication issues, so much that Snorpy is not even aware that in Chandlo's eyes, they've been dating since kindergarten.
They're actually kind of adorable once they actually start talking to each other. Here's their theme music in the game. Chandlo and Snorpy head home.
Thank you.
Frosted Peak, the music you hear as you meet the anxious Agabelle, and before that, Chandlo and Snorpy Head Home, both themes created by Seth Parker for characters in the game Bugsnax.
You know, one thing that I really appreciate about this game is that there are all kinds of relationships represented in the characters, but the kinds of relationships themselves are not made to seem as other. They just are.
Right. I'd say no matter what gender the pairing, they all have their own kind of dysfunction. Whether it's a communication issue or one partner feeling neglected or one's just straight up gone missing.
That last one is the case of Lisbert and Agabelle. Lisbert is an explorer who came to Snacktooth Island to study the Bugsnax, but she disappeared. Agabelle is the town's medic, but she struggles with anxiety and depression, and without Lisbert around, she's spiraling.
And your job, in addition to researching these interesting bugs slash foodstuffs, is to help the people, or grumpuses, of the island figure out their problems.
Well, next we'll share music from a game with a little less in-game drama, set in a bright, hopeful post-apocalyptic setting where squid children regularly engage in gun battles and graffiti for sport.
That's right, a very colorful one too, with plenty of rock and electric guitar. This is Splatoon.
The jam session Splatak from the original game soundtrack to Nintendo's Splatoon. Music by Toru Minegishi, Shiho Fuji, and Ryo Nagamatsu. Minegishi was also a composer for The Legend of Zelda.
So in Splatoon, you play as an inkling. It's a sort of a terrestrial squid that can wield an ink gun when they're in humanoid form, and they hide in those ink blots when they're in squid form.
You're basically engaged in a turf war against another group of inklings, trying to cover more stuff with your color than the other teams.
So, like video game paintball?
A little, yeah.
But also, the whole vibe of this game focuses on self-expression. The gender-neutral character design means that you can design and dress your character however you want. Like, there's a theme of do what you want, wear what you want. All that matters is you're fresh, and freshness is a state of mind.
Freshness referring to your character's level in Splatoon.
I think it's also important to note that while some online games have your reputation of attracting bullies to the platform, creating a toxic playing environment for marginalized groups, Splatoon is one that has attracted LGBTQ+ players because without voice chat, it's very welcoming and a safe environment to compete and just have fun.
The optimistic vibe certainly helps.
Looking fresh from Splatoon by the Nintendo Music Team under Toru Minegishi.
This is Press A to Play, and this week we are listening to music from games with positive LGBTQ+ representation. I'm Anjali.
I'm Connor.
I'm Devin. Here's some music from a bit of a walking simulator exploration adventure game. You play as May, a college dropout who returns to her Rust Belt-inspired hometown of Possum Springs to discover there's a mystery. Her friends are disappearing, being snatched off the street. Here's the title theme from Night in the Woods.
Thank you.
title music from the soundtrack to Night in the Woods by Infinite Fall.
It doesn't have much impact on the story or the gameplay, but the developers have come out and said outright that the main character, May, is pansexual.
Yes, and some communities, for example in Portland, they've taken up her image as a pride symbol.
May is a complicated character, as are most of the others. One of May's bandmates is the complete opposite of his boyfriend, but they have a really fun dynamic. Here are themes for hyperactive delinquent Greg and quiet, unassuming Angus.
Thank you.
Angus at Home, and before that, Greg. Music for The Opposites Attract Boyfriends in Night in the Woods by Infinite Fall.
They really are opposites attract, like Chanlow and Snorpy, and you can hear their personalities in the music.
You know another game that does a great job of musically describing its characters? Stardew Valley.
And with a dozen eligible bachelors and bachelorettes to choose from, dating, or not dating, is a significant part of gameplay in this farming simulator.
Here's a medley of the brief themes for many of those guys and gals.
Thank you. from Stardew Valley by Concerned Ape.
We missed one.
Sam.
That's right. And since Sam is in a band, how about we have one of his songs play us out?
Thanks for joining us for the Pride episode of Press A to Play, a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. You can learn more at nwpb.org/pressa. I'm Anjali.
I'm Connor.
I'm Devin. And remember, nothing is going to save us forever, but a lot of things can save us today.